From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of Jazz Progressions. I'm Jake Longwell. We'll open the hour with some classic sounds from 1965 as we turn to the Komeda Quintet, fronted by Polish pianist Krzysztof Komeda, with Tomasz Staniko, trumpet, Zbigniew Nemeslawski, alto sax, Günter Lenz, bass, and Rune Carlson on drums. This is the title track from their 1965 classic, Astigmatic.
Thank you.
Astigmatic, music of the Komeda Quintet, Krzysztof Komeda on piano. Recorded in 1965, the album Astigmatic, reissued on CD in 2004 on the Polish Polski Nagrania Muza label. We have more classic 1960s sounds for you in this segment as we turn to the album Jazz Meets India. Jazz has a great deal in common with Indian classical music in that both genres rely heavily on improvisation. So it's no surprise then that over the decades there have been many interesting fusions of these two genres. We'll go back to 1967 for this project, first released on the German MPS label that year, with the Irin Schweitzer Trio, Irin Schweitzer Piano, Uli Trepte Bass, and Manny Neumeier Drums, along with Manfred Schuff, trumpet, Barney Willen, tenor and soprano sax, and the Indian trio, consisting of Dewan Motihar on sitar. Beatle fans might know that name, as he was almost single-handedly responsible for arousing curiosity in Indian classical music among the Fab Four, along with Kashif Sate on tabla and tambura player Kusum Thakur. We'll hear all of side one of the LP, reissued on CD in 2015. Sun Love. Thank you. A classic example of the fusion of free jazz improvisation and Indian classical improvisation. From the album Jazz Meets India, we heard Sun Love, with the members of the Irin Schweitzer Trio, the Diwan Motihar Trio, Manfred Schuff, and Barney Whelan, respectively. The album released in 1967 on the MPS label, reissued in 2015. You are listening to Jazz Progressions. I'm Jake Longwell. If you want to get in touch with the program, the email address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And you can find much more info about the show by visiting our blog and website, qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. From there, you can view detailed program playlists. You can also stream this and previous episodes in the series wherever and whenever you wish. Again, that's qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. If you want the playlist or audio for this episode, look for Jazz Progressions show number 1803. Well, we've been listening predominantly to European performers in this hour, and we'll continue on in that vein to wrap up the hour. We'll begin our final set with the Amsterdam String Trio, consisting of violist Maurice Horstvist, cellist Ernst Reisiger, and bassist Ernst Glarum. We'll go back to 1986 for an LP on the Dutch Data label, and I'm unsure as to the correct pronunciation of this album's title. I believe it's Dodekania, Dodekakania, and most of the track titles are in Dutch. The piece we'll be listening to, Kuls Pot Met Voorspel. Thank you. Fans of 70s jazz rock fusion no doubt recognized that last piece, though probably not that particular version. That was indeed the Dance of Maya, originally appearing on The Inner Mounting Flame, the 1971 debut LP from John McLaughlin and the Mahavishnu Orchestra, performed here by the members of Radio String Quartet Vienna, violinists Johannes Dickbauer and Bernie Malinger, violist Cynthia Liao, and cellist Asya Valchik. Then appearing on their 2007 release on the German ACT label, the album Celebrating the Mahavishnu Orchestra, demonstrating the impact that Mahavishnu has had on future generations of jazz improvisers, both in and out of the fusion genre. And before that, members of the Amsterdam String Trio from 1986 and the album Dodekakania, we listen to the track Kols Pot Met Vorspel. And with that, we come to the end of this hour of the program. I'm Jake Longwell. Thank you, as always, for your company. I hope you enjoyed my selections. Please join me again soon for another exploration of the wide and varied world of modern jazz. Jazz Progressions is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.